Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
Number, if you'd like to contribute, 317-684-8444. It is 10:34 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So earlier this morning when we first got on the air, we had a conversation about the Republican Party. Of course, we talked about many things. None of these candidates, none of these border bills. And to start off the voicemail segment, we're going to hear from Indiana Joe, who actually lives in Texas.
Oh, that makes sense. Sure.
Absolutely. He wanted to make a comment about the Republican Party.
Hi, Rob and Casey. This is Indiana Joe down in Texas, and listening to your rant about the Republican Party, and I totally agree with you, especially since I read an article last night that one of their primary focuses in Congress is they're spending $40,000 on new lapel pins because they don't like the colors of the old ones. Well, maybe you could stick this in Victoria Sparks's bonnet if she came up with that for a campaign. And I think she should offer up. They want to get an elephant that has Bozo the Clown's head on it. I think that should be the new symbol of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.
Doesn't it seem like any one of them could do so much better if they just stuck to their promise of not spending money?
This is always the thing that baffled me as an elected person, is that if you run on something,
mm-hmm. Do it.
And you win.
Yeah.
You said, I'm going to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody one time telling, because say whatever you want about me, I was the master
mm-hmm.
at doing exactly what I told people I was going to do. And one time somebody told me I did something. They said, well, we didn't think you meant it. Well, why would I say it?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what people are used to.
I said it because I'm going to do it. I want you to vote for me knowing I'm going to do this. And so then when I win, I have the mandate to do this thing, which it was working. And yet all of these politicians, they run on this thing and then they win. And then they get in there and go, well, you know, I got to find a middle ground. I got to this. No, you don't.
That's because the donors and lobbyists get their hooks in.
You're 100% right. And it is the reason our show is popular is because people are fed up with this crap. They're fed up with the crap. They're fed up with the Republicans lying to them. I got another message from some guy today. I can't believe that you did blah, blah, blah. Then stop lying. Just tell them to stop lying. Why didn't the Republicans run on, hey, we believe wholeheartedly in the Biden-level spending from 2022, and if you elect us to the House of Representatives, we'll keep all that spending. If that's what they wanted to do, why didn't they run on that? They didn't run on that because the American people don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
The American people elected them to the House of Representatives to fix the issue. And yet there are people, and it amazes me, who would rather be mad at us for pointing out how you have been lied to and misled by, in this case, the Republicans, than the Republicans who are actually doing the lying and the misleading.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind, this tribalism stuff, and people get so wed to these political parties that they will defend anything, including just people who are absolutely fail to follow through on every promise that they make.
So we had we now have at 11:20 every day a new segment.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Good Time Happy Hour with Rob Kendall, mm-hmm. and where you're positive. And we were talking about Pizza King the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And so here is some Pizza King trivia.
So I heard you guys talking about Pizza King, and I wanted to give you guys a little fun fact about Pizza King. Actually, there are two separate Pizza Kings. Most people don't know that. I guess they were originally owned by two brothers or something like that, and they decided to split ways. So that's why some of them have trains and some of them don't. Some of them, you used to be able to get on a little phone and call to the kitchen and order your pizza, and some of them don't. And then some have their mascot or symbol or whatever as an actual, like, cartoonish king, and some of them don't. And supposedly there's an, you can get on Google or something, and there's actually a map of Indiana, and it shows you which Pizza King company is which, like where their territory is all divided up at. So just a little fun fact about what you guys were talking about the other day.
Yeah, they actually touched on that in the article about the guy when he died. And I think what happened, they didn't go into a lot of detail on it because obviously it's a high level obituary piece. But I think what happened was when he sold the original guy, when he sold the Pizza Kings, he somehow formed a company with another guy, the guy who bought the company. And that's where the split happened. Again, the article didn't go into a lot of detail on that. Again, it was just a very high level on this guy that passed away. But it was, yeah, I think that's why some of them are different.
I wonder which one's more successful, the Pizza King with the train, the Pizza King without the train.
There is a Pizza King in Avon that I used to go to a whole bunch as a kid. I assume it is still there off of 267. Man, Pizza King was the place. When I was a kid.
I used to go there when I was in South Bend, and every time the ratings came out, I would take a couple of the people to the Pizza King, and we would lay out all the numbers in front of us and dissect it. So it was a tradition that we would go to Pizza King afterwards and see how well we were doing. We should do that here, Rob. Every time the ratings come out, we go to Pizza King, and we either celebrate or we drown our sorrows in pizza. Of course, it'll be celebrating.
Look, I realize I am basically, I have basically become old man who yells at clouds at this phase of my existence. But do you find yourself, or have you found yourself, where you look at things that are, and then you think of things that were, and then you recognize the thing that are will no longer ever be the thing that were? Does that make sense? I mean, that's horrible grammar I just went through there. But is that coherent?
Yes, I totally understand. I believe the word you're looking for is nostalgic.
Well, I was, am, was, are, whatever grammatical tense we're using here, into Bob Dylan music. And that when I was a kid, there was a Bob Dylan's Dream was the name of the song, and it's on the Freewheeling Bob Dylan album, which is one of his very early albums. And it's all about him remembering his life and his youth and his friends, and the final line of the song is $10,000 at a drop of a hat, I'd give it all gladly if our lives could be like that. And as a kid you're like, wow, that's, I don't know what that means, but I like that. And now as an adult, I'm like, I totally know what that means.
I get it. So Victoria Spartz earlier this week did a flip-flop, and she previously said she wasn't going to run again. And then she came out this week and said, no, I am going to run again. And so here's another phone call about that.
Hey, Rob, about Victoria Spartz, I really think you need to take some ownership on this one. Because if you remember, she served two terms in the House, and I really think she heard your rant about Bouchon and Pence and their three terms to get the retirement benefits, and I think she heard that, and she felt inspired to get those retirement benefits.
That's why she changed her mind.
I love that. Yeah, because what is it? It's got to be, you got to be 62 years old and have served 6 years. In the House of Representatives, 62 years old, I think,
is
the number.
I don't think she's there.
No, but I don't, and I would guess the once you turn 62, if you serve 6 years, then your thing kicks in.
Okay, so maybe that's why. She wants the benefits?
There's, look, if you live in her district, there's no way you can vote for her. Absolutely none. I mean, you got four or five different other options to choose from. You cannot reward that behavior. No way, no way, no way, no way.